Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, going to go right to the guest line where our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft is joining us. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And we should mention that Razor is going to join us each and every or most Thursdays throughout the season. The time may vary as it is this week, getting it out of the way early, but Razor, we're looking forward to this, and I got to get it right out the way because there's been a lot of like snickers and jokes about the Bruins being in Vegas early. And what do you think they've done the last couple days? Is this team bonding? Has there been a lot of drinking? Should I take the other teams? Like, what's going on out in Vegas right now?
No. This is a team bonding. The professional athlete nowadays is much, much different than, I suppose, the mythology of the ones 20 to 25 years ago. They go out and take care of themselves. I'm sure they found a little bit of fun Monday night when they got in, but the last couple of days have been about team bonding, getting away. This is with the compressed schedule, there's just literally no time to spend as a team, and to grab a couple of days here in October, I think it's important. The team element, the getting to know guys, it really doesn't happen at home, and the road is the only time to do it. And it just happened to be that they had to go to Vegas to do it, but certainly no I positive they were all in bed early last night and they're all ready to go today.
It's so funny, Razor, because in our father's age, it would have just been like, well, there was no real paparazzi, no social media to share shots of guys up at 3 a.m. at the Golden Nugget or walking with beers in their hand down the strip. And now they probably go and they go for like a hike and a wellness retreat, probably a spa treatment, and maybe like a paleo approved dinner together for the bonding trip. I did want to ask you, why do you think Korpisalo was in net the other day in the Monday game? Like, wasn't there enough time that you probably could have played Swayman so he would have had three starts on the season, then one for Korpisalo, then given Swayman that extra time before the Thursday nighter in Vegas?
Well, you probably could have technically, but that you're looking at a back-to-back this weekend where Korpisalo is going to play again, and if you don't play him over the weekend, then he goes 10 days without rest right out of the gates in the start of the season after playing really, really well in a win against Chicago. So, yeah. Again, this goes more to the schedule, the balance, and needing both guys. Most second goalies have played two games thus far in the season. Even though it's four or five games in for a lot of teams, they're getting everybody in the mix right away. And the way to do that was play Korpisalo in the afternoon game, gave you a chance to win despite playing really badly in the first 25 minutes of the game, made some saves at the end to keep it close. But you're going to see again, it just can't be a 60 game start for either goaltender with the condensed schedule this season.
Razor, nice start to the season. Three wins in the first four games. Three to open the year.
But how important, I think they're second in points right now, if you look across the NHL in standings, very, very early, obviously. But how important are these games between tonight and Sunday? How much are we going to find out about maybe just how surprisingly good the Bruins are, or is there the chance that this is sort of a reality check?
No, this is a really tough trip for every Eastern Conference team that makes this trip, and then there'll be a bunch of them that have to play 3 and 4. You get 500, you're more than happy. You're just trying to bank a couple of points early in the trip and maybe get lucky. I can't imagine any Eastern Conference team coming through and sweeping. And if you do sweep these three games, you're putting plenty of banks or points in the bank above everyone else. So it comes down for me more about how they play. And again, if they play the way they did the first four games, they will find a way to get to 500. So I think we learned a little bit about this group, even in the loss the other night, just how much they battled, how much they kept themselves in it at 4-1. We saw last season lose 8-1, 7-1, 6-1 on home ice, where the air went out of the balloon at 4-1. So I think it was pretty positive the other day. But like Coach Sturm's talked about, this team has, and all the players for that matter, they have so much to prove. They have something to prove every single game, and that's getting better, and that's finding to grab some points. So again, I don't know what the proper result is. For me, it's 500. If they find a way to get 3 points in the next three games and come back home after it with two games over NHL 500, I think they're in a really good spot, and they've told them the league a lot about themselves.
I think a lot of us were impressed, if not had our minds blown, on that Monday when you saw Pastrnak throwing his body in front of the net, like into the crease to stop a puck. Like, whoa, wait, does it say Char on the back of that jersey, or is that Pasta? That was great. And this sort of goes along with all the positive talk there has been about him becoming a more complete, better two-way player. What sort of strides and steps have you seen him take to sort of become a better all-around player, Razor?
It's grown. He's grown so much as a player and as a person the last couple of years with no more David Krejci, with no more Patrice Bergeron, with no more Brad Marchand. He's stepped and filled the void, and so much is talked about the culture and doing the right thing all the time, even if it doesn't matter, and it all pays off, and playing like those guys before you, and that's what David's done. That's Patrice Bergeron, right? Like that's what Patrice Bergeron would have done in that situation. He would not have given up like a Nikita Kucherov did on the Tampa Bay side. They ended up winning, but David ran him over with an empty net because he was going soft. And then in the save itself, like that's different than just being a superstar. That's being a leader, and I think it just goes to show how far he's come and how much he truly cares about winning and losing and not just scoring 50 goals every year.
Nesson analyst and Morning Brew co-host Andrew Razor Raycroft here with us on WEEI Afternoons. So let's take it a step further. When you were in studio last week, you said they'll have a captain. It comes from this trio. It feels like there's been a lot of positives on the ice for Pasta. Feels like there's been a lot of positive things written about him. Ted and I noticed Jim McBride had a real positive story, best two-way player, and then Fluto was writing. He's one of their biggest hitters, and people are going to realize that. Are we paving the runway here for Pasta to become captain soon?
I don't see them making a decision on this in season at this point. I think they've picked their three assistants. They're going to roll with their three assistants and see where the dust settles at the end of the season. I think why we're hearing more and you're seeing the beat writers write articles, not just about David scoring, is just because it's been so impressive. And we all huddle around him and look for his words every night. And he continues to impress in that way and say the right things and have the right effort on the ice. And I think what just those articles you mentioned are just more about what we saw in the last couple of minutes of the game the other night and how much effort he's putting into getting this team to win and willing this team to win. And I think it's just being appreciated by everyone that's watching real carefully.
Something the team really did not get last season at all, Razor, as they obviously look to turn the corner and improve dramatically, is contributions from both Lindholms. I know the hamper is a little bit dinged up right now. How much do positive contributions from both of them on the offensive and defensive side mean for this team and its future this season?
No, it's huge. And I think we're seeing that with Elias Lindholm and him being healthy this season, not having back issues, feeling comfortable in Boston, what he means and why the Bruins signed him to their three levels of the game, let's say, that I use special teams in shorthanded power play and that five-on-five time. He affects the game in all those ways when he's on. He's got his power play goals. He's winning faceoffs at a 70% rate. A lot of those coming on the PK, which is why the Bruins PK has been perfect. He can control the game from the center of the ice. He's a typical top centerman in the National Hockey League. And if he gets points on top of that, then the Bruins have something. And again, that's why he was signed to have this kind of a start and continue to do it and find that chemistry with David and Morgan Geeky and keep the power play in a respectable position that allows them to win games. So Elias Lindholm's huge. Hampus Lindholm's probably just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Big, if not bigger, he just needs to get back on the ice, and hopefully we see that tonight. But there's a direct correlation to how the back end plays when Elias Lindholm's in the lineup. It's just more solid and more offensive as well.
Razor, after we talked to you last week, I watched that Blackhawks game, and I believe, upset for me, I believe I watched it wire to wire and didn't watch any football on a Thursday night, telling you how invested I am early in this Bruins team. But I thought it was a really fun game. Korpisalo was awesome early in overtime to allow give you the opportunity to steal that game. But I also fell in love with, I think, a guy who's becoming quickly my favorite player, and that's Nikita Zadorov. He had a huge hit on the boards. I thought he nearly killed a man. And then he was mucking it up in front of the net. He kind of started a fight when he pushed a Blackhawk into the back of a Bruin and all hell broke loose. I think he has twice as many hits as anyone else basically on the team. Like, how important is he to this Marco Sturm, new school, old school Bruins mentality?
Well, he's very important in his and you talked about his physicality. How Cam Neely and Don Sweeney and Charlie Jacobs have talked about how hard it is going to be to play against this Bruins team and piss and vinegar and everything else. Zadorov's at the top of the list, and he had seven hits in that game on Thursday night against the Blackhawks. I think two things. One, I just mentioned Lindholm and just being here and being comfortable. I think Zadorov went through that phase early in the season last year where he was taking a lot of tripping penalties, a lot of hooking penalties. But at the end of the year, he settled in and was by far the Bruins' best defenseman when McAvoy and Lindholm were out of the lineup. So I think he's got that more he's more comfortable here in Boston and really settled in. And I think the way Marco Sturm plays the game, we're slowing down the neutral zone and making teams dump the puck in rather than having a head of steam at a guy like Nikita Zadorov really benefits him. And it really allows him to close out. It allows him to be physical. and it allows him to play his game and not chase and not get sticks in the way. So I think he's a big beneficiary of the way the Bruins want to play right now, and he's also very sharp in his reads and his physicality. There's not many guys bigger out on the ice on a nightly basis, and he likes to impose that will on people.
And last one from us. It's a huge road trip, the Thursday and a Saturday and a Sunday. You fly home, and then Tuesday, here comes your old pal back to the Garden. Obviously got his season off to a great start with 3 goals in 5 games. How emotional do you expect the TD Garden to be next Tuesday when Marshy's back in town?
It's going to be crazy. I think, you know, Zdeno Chara came back, but I think it was COVID or half COVID, or not the same vibe. He was in Washington, which, you know, they had the rivalry, 10, 15 years, but maybe not the same as this Florida. It feels like this one's going to be a big one. The return of a Bruins player that we haven't seen in a really long time. It's going to be really emotional, I think, for the fans, really emotional for Brad Marchand, somewhat emotional for some of the Bruins players. There's been a lot of turnover, so if you're only with Brad for a year or two, maybe not the same as a guy like David who had him a long time, but nonetheless, it's going to be pretty awesome in there on Tuesday night. I'm looking forward to seeing the return of Brad, and you know he's going to do something. You know he'll be in the middle of something, and that's what makes him great as well, and that's what's going to make it must-watch.
And that's why that game is on ESPN, but to get there, what's going to happen?
Hey, we got pre and post on Nesson, though. We've got pre and post
always,
game on Nesson.
Always, so. I'll be there.
Thank you.
How many points are they going to get out of these next 3 games real quick?
I like three. I won't be greedy with 4. I think they find a way to get a point tonight, and then they'll split over the weekend.
All right. I like your optimism. We'll see if you're right next Thursday. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Razor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.